2 years, and it's over. It's another great and free segment courtesy of the Doc Love Club at docloveclub.com.
Welcome to the Dating Women Radio Show, featuring the coaching of Doc Love, the man that changed the lives of thousands around the world in his lifetime. His legacy continues weekly on this show. Here is your host, Jeff Stevens.
Hey, listen, just because you've invested time with her, in this guy's case, 2 years, don't be afraid to take a walk. It can only get worse. Doc coaches him through his situation. And don't forget, more free stuff at DocLove.com, a free podcast updated each Saturday. DocLove.com is the place for dating content. And by the way, do you want a 10% discount on Doc's materials? Go to DocLove.com/Dating Women Weekly Radio, and you'll be able to get immediate downloads on the book in written and audio form for one great price. It's the book that changed thousands of lives around the world. What Doc learned from women, he interviewed thousands of them, he teaches to men via his book. DocLove.com/Dating Women Weekly Radio. That's a 10% discount. All right. 2 years and it's over. Let's find out what Doc had to say about this.
Hello, Jeff. Hello, Doc.
Hi. Listen, Poland. Is this Warsaw?
Yes, this is close.
Okay, go right ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, I've been dating Caprice for 2 years and it was everything great. And today she gave me a second silent date in the last 2 weeks. She was sad, depressed, mopey, and we were driving in silence for 15 minutes. A park where we were playing some frisbee.
Yeah.
And at home, I asked her, you know, why she's sad. And she didn't want to tell me. And she said, I don't have to smile all the time when I'm with you. Right?
Took you 2 years to find this out, huh? You get a little sad.
Exactly.
We call that sass in America. She's sassing you. In the book, it would be called slights and put downs in the book.
Yeah. And, you know, it. 2 weeks ago, I didn't say a word about it because everybody can have a bad day.
Yeah.
But today, I could not stand this anymore. And I was like, I got sad as well. And she was like, what's with you? And I was like, well, I'm sad as well. And we were like in silence. And I did a stupid thing like in those self-help books. And I said, you made me feel unwanted.
Begging.
And she said, poor baby.
Ah!
And I got upset. Yeah. I got upset, and I put my coat, my wallet, and started to leave. And I really wanted to work things out. And I said, listen, I'm sorry, I got so angry. Listen, can we talk? And she was like, what the F do you want from me? She was really, you know,
how young is she? What's her age?
We are both 25 this year.
She should be grown up by now.
Yes, she should, you know. And you know what? And I just left the house. I went to her parents because they were in other room. I said, listen, we had not so good day today, so I'm just going to go and goodbye. I went. You know what happened? After 1 hour after my departure, I got a text message from her, and she wrote it something like this. You screwed up totally. Congratulations.
I love it.
Ending of the relationship.
You're the bad guy.
Have a nice trip home.
Paul.
You know,
Paul, you could have married this girl.
Yes, of course.
You could be married. She's pregnant with your first daughter right now, Paul. You're lucky. You're so lucky, though. Look at what you avoided.
Thanks.
A lot of guys find this out after, Paul. You found it out before when you can cut her loose. You're so lucky, Paul. Congratulations, man. Stay away from her.
She was two years kind and nice and sweet and everything. A stroker, et cetera, you know. Man.
Paul.
And my question is this.
Actress.
Actress, yeah. No. For 2 years, actress. This is crazy.
Good.
When she calls me, what do I do?
You say, hey, I'd like to talk to you about my dates in the bathroom. Can't talk.
Okay, so if she calls, because this was a very emotional, you know, reaction in the text message.
No, if she wants to apologize. No. Delete emails, delete. Do not return phone calls. She cannot find you.
So if she calls me, I do not pick it up?
No, you will never talk to her again, ever.
If you do,
you tell her it's okay for her to treat you that way. You approve of her. You approve of her. What is it, Jeff? Dicing? Dissing?
Dissing her. Yeah, dissing him. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. But this girl.
Yeah, and this girl
goes out and accuses you what she did.
Yeah. Exactly. And she texted me the word ending, and I think that she's just going to do it again.
Yeah, that's okay. Delete. Anything else, Paul?
Yeah. When is the best time to exchange our stuff, like books or something like that?
Put it all, mail it to her. with a signature. She has to sign for it. Mail her a box of stuff. And what does she have?
So mail it.
What does she have? Yeah. What does she? And she has to sign for it with a signature. What does she have? What do you have? What does she have of yours?
A couple of books and some weights to exercise.
You talking $40?
Yeah, I can get those books. You know, I can buy them again.
Forget it. Write her off. Write her off. Write her off.
Yeah, and what if she calls and wants to exchange things?
No, I don't care. You're going to mail it to her before she makes the call.
Oh, yeah, great. I have just a pen drive, and I think that's it.
Yeah, but put it in a box, mail it to her house, and make sure that she has to sign for it, and you got your receipt.
What if I don't remember her address exactly?
Drive by the house and get the number when she's not coming out of the house, and make sure you have the zip code right.
Wow, you're tough. You're very tough.
You got to be, Paul. This girl was going to hurt you, man. This woman has two personalities, and you're going to end up, get married, you get the bad one most of the time.
I think it would be
I'm proud of you, man. Paul, you did the right thing, Paul. You did nothing wrong, Paul. Okay?
Yeah.
Don't get a case of the guilties here.
Remember, if you love this audio, check out hundreds of hours of audio just like it at the Doc Love Club, doclovclub.com. Don't forget about your 10% discount on the system /dating dictionary, doclove.com/datingwomenweeklyradio. Thanks for being here. See you next week.